Okay, now that you've had some storytelling experience behind you, let's look at ways you can improve the story that is coming out of your mouth. The first thing to realize, and it's the most important thing, is you must not stifle your unconscious mind. You must not stifle your creativity. How do people generally try to stifle their creativity? The biggest stumbling block you can come across is people wanting to be good. Of course, everyone wants other people to enjoy your stories and enjoy listening to you. But really, you must stick to the rules rather than trying to be good, because very often when people try and do something clever, they actually destroy the naturalness of a story, and in fact, even when they tell a certain gag, they kill off any potential that story actually has of reaching another person at any level of significance. So don't try and be good. The other thing to realize, which is kind of related to this, is that sometimes you'll have to go through a whole area of muck, of obscenities, of swearing, of morbid thinking, of really weird stuff that comes out, in order to get to the good stuff underneath. Think of it this way. Everyone spends their day interacting with other people, and they have a certain band of things that they can't talk about killing babies, about having wild orgies. All these sort of things are things that we tend to repress because it's not socially polite to talk about these things. Now, what they do is they form a little sheen, a little layer of your creativity, of your unconscious responses. And because you're not willing to burst through that, because you're always bouncing away when that happens, that's where people cut themselves off from their creative potential. Now, one of the ways past it is to simply say, okay, you know what? It doesn't matter. I'll just keep talking. I'll make up these stories. And if something obscene comes out, I won't censor it. I'll just let it happen. If something morbid comes out, I won't censor it. I won't let it happen. You see, you're not responsible for your stories. Your unconscious is. And until you do a little bit of depressurizing and desensitizing it, you might have to go through this area of little murkiness. It doesn't last very long, so just enjoy it when it does happen. So don't try and be good. Don't try and be polite. In fact, don't censor yourself in any way. In other words, don't criticize yourself. Don't tell yourself it's not good enough. Avoid all these patterns. Just open your mouth and start talking and let whatever wants to come out, come out. In time, you will refine these processes and make them into really wonderful stories. But you need to learn to get to that point first. When you learn how to get to the point underneath that little layer of muck, under that layer of boredom, of criticism, etc., you'll be able to find your way back there more quickly in future times. Another thing that will help you do this is to really visualize what you're describing. You have to go first. In other words, put yourself in the scenario. You only have to know what the next thing is. You don't have to know what happens later than that. We'll come back to this idea in a moment. Another thing I want you to keep in mind, and this is so important, is a principle that I call keeping it in the circle. Every time you present a new piece of information inside of a story, there is a whole bunch of associations attached to it which make sense. For example, let us say your story is set in a wood. What associations belong in a wood? Well, you have trees, you have plants, you have animals. On a more archetypal level, you have pixies and fairies and witches. What don't you have in a wood? You don't have aliens. You don't have bulldozers. You don't have ships. These are things that are outside of the box, they're outside of the circle which a wood naturally implies. Now, you can break this next rule, which is keeping things inside the circle. But for the moment, stay within the circle. So when you talk about a forest, start talking about witches and elves if you want to. Start talking about trees and animals if you want to. Start talking about being lost in a forest and finding your way out. Those are all things that are natural associations. Do not break the natural associations by bringing in a bulldozer or a ship or an alien, because these things do not belong. Now, the interesting thing is that as soon as you bring a new item in, a new set of context arises, a new circle arises. So if you're in a wood and you meet an elf, now you have all the associations to elves. What are the associations to elves? Well, there's magic, there's fairyland, there might be a certain sense of time distortion, you know, elves taking people away. They might steal babies, they might be good elves. It depends on what the associations are, but they're all attached to that. Again, what associations aren't there? You don't expect an elf to suddenly start spouting quantum physics at you. You don't expect them to bring out a laptop computer and show you something. These things do not fit what the archetype of elf means to us. So don't analyze and criticize yourself. Visualize the scene inside your mind. Go first and put yourself into that environment. And make sure you keep things within the circle. And just keep talking. Just keep talking around whatever is naturally associated to the things you happen to be talking about. And the stories will naturally unfold.